she's my only one. Triple AM right across the coast on Strawdy's Brekkie Show. Thanks to your locally owned club just by Town Beach in Port Macquarie, the Port City Bolo, and it is in excess, and I send a message. It is 5:08. G'day, everybody. How are we? I hope you got through Monday okay. I couldn't get through it unless I had a little nana nap on the lounge after lunch yesterday. It was a big weekend to Sydney and back. Anyway, I came good. And, got back in here to foot soldier around. To do a couple of paperwork things that you got to do every year. It's called compliance training. And it is, very time-consuming. But anyway, we got through it yesterday. And nice little row on the river late in the afternoon yesterday. Just beautiful. Again, a little bit of rain, a bit of follow-up to what we've had over the weekend. And yeah, it all goes to help everything green up just a little. And we need more. We need another couple of inches. But anyway, we'll take what's given. Between about 1 millimetre and 4 millimetres has fallen in most parts overnight, which is really good news. Today, well, pretty much the same as yesterday. Partly cloudy, medium chance of showers. Onshore northeasterly winds for today, so the wind's going back round to the north. And major news stories of the day, as you've heard with Hannah, Scott Morrison will give the green light to the multi-billion-dollar Snowy Mountains hydro scheme and expansion, pumping about $1.38 billion into the $4.5 billion project. Locally, interesting story. Thank you, Jeff Ball, for getting me this one. Two men were rescued after being caught in a rip in the western end of Horseshoe Bay at the weekend. Lee will have further details of that coming up in our news this morning. And everybody, we implore you, please, if you're going to the beach, go to a patrol beach, swim and stay between those flagged areas. Also, a new dog park for Warhap, and work to start soon on McInerney Park in Port Macquarie. That's with Lee. In sports, and George Illawarra could be offered $600,000 in salary cap relief. His accused rapist Jack DeBellin is stood down by the NRL this week as the game looks to recognise the brand damage being done to the game. Now, on a good news story out of the NRL, Jonathan Thurston and wife Sam have welcomed Remy Lee Thurston into the world yesterday, weighing 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Locally in sport, swimming, the Kempsey Swim Club meet tonight. And in horse racing yesterday, 8-1 Pop Ravitude, written by Michaela Weir, took out the $22,000 Hannonvale Cup at Taree yesterday. Bluey's Tip, Biscuit, at 11-1, finished second. Yeah, I think paid $3.30 a place, Bluey. I hope you had your lobster on each way. Coming up on the show today, plenty happening. My very special guest around 7:45. Gee, she can sing. I love her. She's Wendy Matthews. She is appearing at the, Sawtell RSL on Friday night. And she's going to be at the LUSC on Saturday night. And I've got tickets to give away to the Laurieton United Servicemen's Club show to see Wendy on Saturday night, who is now, of course, and I think since the early 2000s, been a resident of the Mid-North Coast. Can't wait to have Wendy on the show. Also coming up, of course, Bluey, as I mentioned, the fishing report. Cactus, very funny. Bill Curley, this is your life. We've got $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Johnny Cash, Victor Hugo and Buffalo Bill. And there's a mixture. Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. And, of course, bill busters. We're going to talk about yesterday's first day of bill busting. And it was just so good. Now, remember, only Triple M Club members can win. Go to the website, sign up, become a member, and tell us which bill you'd like to us to pay. Now, we'll get you on the show with Captain Al Shield, the captain of the Triple M Club. And you'll have to yell stop when you think you've got enough money. Go too far, you get nothing. Here is Romy yesterday. This was just fantastic. She was our first contestant in Bill Busters.
Now, club member Romy, you've got a couple of bills on your plate you need a little bit of help with?
Oh, we sure have.
Telstra bill, $400.
Yep.
And a Synergy bill of $1,200 you need a bit of help with?
Oh, we sure do, yeah. Okay. Yes, that would be wonderful.
All right, well, Romy, we'll chuck the card into the machine, and what we need you to do is we need you to stop in time, okay? If it goes boom, you haven't said stop, you're on your own.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Thank you so much.
All right, let's do this. Fingers crossed. Here we go.
Okay.
$50. $841. $850.
Stop.
$850, Romy. Congratulations.
You beauty. Thank you so much. Oh, man, that's just awesome.
Across the Mid-North Coast. Strawny for breakfast.
Wasn't that fantastic? More to come today. Sign up if you're not already a member. 132710 is our number here on The Brekkie Show. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site and also via our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 13 past five.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Cactus.com.au.
I think I'll check the staples in my stapler to make sure they're stuck together properly. Even Labor Party staples don't like sticking together. Excuse me, are you Labor Party leader Bill Curley or are you a bowl of blancmange? I'm Bill, I think.
Well, I'm Mike Mundane and Bill Curley, this is your life.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, but I'm checking my stables. I mean, first things first, and
Bill Curley, you were born William Shorten Curley in Blandville on the Nullarbor, the son of a man in a grey suit and a woman on the same bus. Do you remember this voice behind the curtain?
I don't really remember teaching Bill at school, but I think he was the one who kept wanting to change the class captain.
Oh, that's my Catholic school teacher, Heather Thatcher.
Yes, I remember him now. His essays cured my insomnia. Goodbye.
Bill Curley, after leaving school, you join a firm of accountants, but they found you too boring. It's then that the trade union movement employs you at Trades Hall.
Yes, we needed a draft excluder for the front door.
Oh, that's my Trades Hall boss, Arthur Daly. Yes, he appeared via video link from his retirement cell. Bill Curley, you came to prominence during the Beaconsfield mine disaster.
Oh, yeah, thank God for, what's his name?
Oh, that's one of the miners, Cole Black.
Yeah, we were stuck underground for weeks, but Bill was just the boring tool they needed to get us out.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And so you became a hero, thus marrying the Governor-General's daughter and becoming the Labor Party's next big mistake. Leader. So all that's left to do is hand you this book and say, Bill Curley, this is your life. Oh, thanks. I look forward to reading this. Hang on. This book is a Bunnings catalogue. Yes. We don't want to put you to sleep. Ah, I see. How thoughtful. Well, thank you.
How green was my cactus? Ew. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yes, and here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Shorty.
How did you go yesterday?
Yeah, had a reasonable day. The wind sort of still played up a little bit yesterday. I didn't think it would be as strong as it was, and made it very difficult to fish, but we got a line in the water for a bit of a time, but didn't raise many fish. It was just one of those days where it was just a little bit yucky on the water.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. By late in the afternoon, the wind sort of settled down a bit, but as you say, the damage was done earlier today. Yeah. Again, onshore wind, your old mate, the northeaster, but he's not going to be howling, which is good news. And there is very little difference in the tides today. You got a 0.4 to a 0.9 virtually, Bluey. Where should we go?
Yeah, we've got some favourable conditions today. It's quite good. That wind will be bearable. It will go back to the south for a little bit, back to the north, so it won't be everywhere. But as you said, no strength in it. As you say, the tides look good for us. Once we get rid of that, most of our run-out tide this morning, we'll wander out to the estuary. I reckon we might chase a few flathead today. I reckon they might be embarking on a good feed themselves. So out to the estuary, try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Okie dokie. Swell really dropping off too, so hopefully we'll get to the beaches before the end of the week. Would be good.
It would be very good. Be interesting to see what the beaches look like and if there's any gullies formed and that sort of stuff. Yeah,
for sure. Now, also, got to congratulate you yesterday. Your selection, Biscuit, in the Haddon Vale Cup was 14 to 1. It ran second and I think paid $3.30, Bluey. So, how about that?
Yes, it wasn't a bad little dividend, was it? It was only by three quarters of length that it lost by. So, not much in it.
Yeah, and Mr. Hooterbell finished third. Ravichid won the race. So, yeah, yes. The numbers were 13, 11, and 12. Gee, I wonder what the trifecta paid, Bluey.
Ooh. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. And yeah, the rails run. I certainly did a great job there for it. Okie dokie. All righty. That is what's happening there with the races. I meant to say to you yesterday, too, have you heard from the Wormer? Where is the Wormer?
The Wormer's just had an operation. He's had a shoulder operation, so he's sort of tucked up in home, and he can't move, can't go anywhere. So he's restricted to the house, to home life for another couple of weeks.
I suppose, Bluey, the question's got to be asked. Given you're away for 3 weeks, was that from carrying you, his shoulder? Is that what did it in the end?
Well, maybe that might have been the bit that broke the straw.
Oh, the straw that broke the camel's back, or the Wormer's back, yeah. Or his shoulder, yeah. Anyway. Goodness,
yeah,
me.
Right.
Oh, crikey. Anyway, yeah.
We hope he gets better soon. Anyway.
Yeah, from us all the Triple M gang, and also all the fishos out there, we hope the Wormer gets good. Was it his worm pulling arm, Bluey? That's what we want to know. Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yes.
I heard someone say he pulls them out like someone ripping out shoelaces. Would that be an apt description, Bluey, when he's worming?
I suppose it would be, wouldn't it, eh?
Good stuff. All right, okie dokie. There we go for the fishos today. This bloody daylight saving. It's still dark, but it's starting to creep out. A little bit of light out towards the southeast. You're heading out to the estuary again today.
Yeah, out to the estuary, take a few prawns or a bit of white bait, and we'll try it for a nice big flathead.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Cloudy and a top of 26 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Two international tourists lucky to have escaped alive after heading into the water at Southwest Rocks on Sunday. The pair were caught up in a rip on the western end of Horseshoe Bay and smashed into the headland before surfers and lifesavers rushed to the scene. The men were paddled around to Back Beach where an ambulance was waiting, one of the men needing medical treatment before being discharged. There's a new name in the mix in the running against Oxley MP Melinda Pavey, Dean Saul from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers. He launched his campaign in Kempsey yesterday, has been a Kempseyshire councillor for the past 15 years and owner of Kempsey Bus Stop Cafe. Mr Saul says if elected, he'd want to see improvements to industry, business, health and medical services.
I'm pushing very hard for children's ward through our community because, remember, people cannot travel. If they are unable to travel, they are being broken up from their children who are in need of medical care. That shouldn't happen. We are not the third world, we are the first world. We should have the best facilities for our people of our region.
There's a new dog park in Warhope on the corner of Blackbart Drive and Peppermint Crescent. Two enclosures are included, one for small dogs and one for larger breeds, as well as an agility loop, bubbler with drinking bowl, bins and seating. The park is getting positive reviews on social media, with calls for a similar setup in Port Macquarie. The union representing police officers across the Mid-North Coast has expressed concern that red tape is preventing highly trained police from accessing long arms, saying it's putting lives at risk. Here's Carter Rose Moss.
President Tony King says restrictions on long arms for police in New South Wales is leading to ridiculous situations, like police having to leave the scene of an incident, return to the police station to unlock a long arm firearm and then go back. Mr King says they want officers to be able to carry long arms in their vehicles so they've got access to them when required.
Now to sport. The weekend's Hastings River District second grade cricket once again providing plenty of action, but a familiar sight with Comboyne Kendall Blue emerging victorious once again, their latest victims Macquarie at Wayne Richards chasing down the target of 124. It was a close one at Fairmont Gardens, Warhope falling just 11 runs short of Bonnie Hills 160. Comboyne Kendall Orange were too good for Camden Haven, Beechwood overcame Port Pirates Mutineers, and Port Pirates Buccaneers downing the Port City League's Magpies with 1 wicket to spare. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang and Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Good morning. We have a light nor'westerly wind blowing. It's producing fairly clean conditions in most of our beach, but there's still a bit of a wobble from that strong sou'easter wind that we did have yesterday. The cleanest beaches will be those protected northern corners. The northern corner's got some solid waves. The swell's out of the east. Wave size is around that 4 foot mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. Let's hope those sandbanks have improved since that big swell we had over the last few days. We do have a low tide around 9 o'clock this morning. High tide is around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 20 to 22 degrees.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Oscar winner Rami Malek was congratulated by Queen's Brian May and Roger Taylor to help him celebrate his Academy Award triumph at the Fox after party. Earlier that night, the 37-year-old actor tumbled from the stage into the audience area at LA's Dolby Theatre moments after the ceremony concluded. Thankfully, he's okay. And this is a sad one. The Munsters actress Beverly Owen, who played Marilyn, has passed away at age 81 following a two-year battle with ovarian cancer. Beverly passed away peacefully while surrounded by friends and family at her home in Vermont. She was the original Marilyn Munster, the ugly teenage niece of Frankenstein and the female vampire with a werewolf for a cousin. But I gotta tell you, she was far from ugly.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, Grandpa. Don't you see? This means he likes me for myself.
Well, even so, a little magic now and then never hurts.
Grandpa. There's more than one kind of magic.
Marilyn didn't get it. I wonder who did.
There they are, the men in tight white pants, getting the high notes, the one and only Bee Gees. How many songs did they write? They were incredible. And that is Night Fever from the Saturday Night Fever period, which was just tremendous. I remember sneaking in to see that movie because it was R-rated and I was 17 and I was sweating bullets. And when I went to buy the ticket, they didn't say, you got any ID, mate? So anyway, that's what we did back in the days. Yes, it's 8 to 7.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, the great man Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. Plenty happening around the place today. What are the papers saying?
Yes, so the Daily Telegraph today leads with cap on bad acts. NRL clubs get salary relief for accused players. St George Illawarra will be offered $600,000 in salary cap relief if star player Jack DeBellin is stood down by the NRL this week while he fights sexual assault charges. The Daily Telegraph can reveal any club that stands down a player facing serious criminal charges in the future will receive compensation. As well as that, Daly's links to Obeid's associate. New South Wales Labor leader Michael Daly chaired the Randwick City Council committee that signed off on a development application for the Obeid Family Business Partners, making the developer up to $15 million on townhouses built on land formerly zoned open space. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline there, Labor to tax rich for extra nurses. New South Wales Labor leader Michael Daly will hit the wealthiest in society with a new tax on luxury cars to pay for his signature health pledge to fund more nurses and midwives. Mr. Daly said it was only fair that the big end of town contributed to Labor's nurse-to-patient ratio commitment, with more tax on luxury cars worth more than $100,000 and on yachts worth over $200,000. As well as that, Hinch forced to deny harassing Husser. Darren Hinch has been forced to deny sexually harassing Labor MP Emma Husser after online publisher BuzzFeed alleged in court documents that she told a female staffer that the Victorian senator touched her before allegedly replicating the manoeuvre on her staffer. And Lib's too cool on climate. That's Sharma saying that. Liberal hopeful Dave Sharma has demanded the coalition do more to tackle climate change, arguing that Australia must put itself in a credible position to convince other countries of the merits of stronger international action.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, lead story with you this morning. Gee, another lucky escape for two international visitors. at Southwest Rocks.
It's amazing.
It's been an incredible summer. It really has.
Yeah, and it comes just a week after, of course, in Port Macquarie, two tourists were lost, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So this latest incident has seen two fortunate to have escaped. They entered the water at Southwest Rocks on Sunday. They were then caught in a rip on the western end of Horseshoe Bay and smashed into the headland. Fortunately, surfers and lifesavers were able to rush to the scene. The men were paddled around to Back Beach, where an ambulance was called and waiting, one of the men needing medical treatment before being discharged. So, goes to show it was a pretty rough and wild weekend.
Sure was.
In the surf as well. So, lucky those guys got away with that one. And
well done to those volunteers and surfers that were involved in the rescue. Good stuff. All right, Lee. Also, coming up after 7, we'll be talking about lookalikes. Now, this story does really make me laugh. A man who looks like Kim Jong-un has been deported from Vietnam ahead of the Trump meeting with the North Korean leader. Gee, I tell you what, I don't think you get much work, will you? What do you do? Oh, Kim Jong impersonator.
Yeah.
Hello? Now, all of us, I think, get mistaken for someone, or we have a friend who is always getting mistaken for someone. Now, Lee, I did notice on your social media site that a couple of your mates reckon you look like a famous comedian.
Yeah, not just any old comedian, Sacha Baron Cohen, or a.k.a. Borat.
Borat.
In the day, I'm going to be honest, I don't own a mankini. I don't recommend it.
Now this is out now, I'd love to draw you in Secret Santa for the Christmas party this year. It'd be green what you'd be getting, you know, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now
I can see where they're coming from.
Okay, now I used to get mistaken a bit for Billy Field, who was a 70s singer, an Australian singer, because he used to have the big glasses like everybody did back in the 80s. But I got a couple of others. I know that a really good mate of mine, Hector the Erector, right? We were in the famous pub in Melbourne across from the railway station, Young and Jackson's, right? And there were these two girls that I think were a little bit under the weather. They had to have been, because they thought they would not accept he wasn't Gary Sweet. And the more he tried to deny it, they go, nah, yeah. It was hilarious. Oh, what a classic. And the other one, which I always bring up, is in rugby league, Glenn Stewart was a great second row for Manly and then South Sydney. As a guy who is my judge, the hanging judge from the Port City Bowling Club, his name's Glenn Stewart, and he looks exactly like the football.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I know when he's out, his mates convince people when they're out that it's actually him. And the other one is I love is Vladimir Putin. You don't see Vladimir Putin and Phil Collins in the same room, do you? You've never seen them. 13-27-10. Have you got someone who gets mistaken for someone? But how's old mate in Vietnam? Deported because he looks Kim Jong. Who do you look like? Have you got a friend who's a dead set doppelganger for someone famous? 13-27-10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Triple M, Mid-North Coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie and Genesis, Invisible Touch. Love that. It's 11 past 7. We're talking doppelgangers today on the back of this great story, which, honestly, truth is stranger than fiction, isn't it? There's a bloke in Vietnam they've deported because he looks like Kim Jong-un ahead of Donald Trump's meeting with the North Korean leader there. Can you believe? Would you make a living out of looking like Kim Jong? I don't think so. 13-27-10 emails to get through. Thank you very much, John from Southwest Rocks. G'day, Strawny. I have a mate who is the spitting image of Anthony Mundine. He gets a lot of attention anywhere we go, especially in pubs. Thank you, John. Oh, he's a good one. Robin from Woolgoolga. G'day, Strawny. Hearing you talk about doppelgangers, my niece is always being asked for an autograph because they think she's Rebel Wilson. Hey, that would be cool, Robin. Very good indeed. Now, also, I've copped a bit of a spray here from one of the Triple M listeners. It says, this is from Brett, who says, Strawn, I hear you're always being accosted because you're impersonating a radio announcer. Oh, that's not very nice. Doppelgangers, 13-27-10. Yeah, Brad. Triple M, Yeah, it's Johnny Fabrecki, Super Tramp from the best address in Australia, and Give a Little Bit. It is 16 to 8, a little bit cloudy, a little bit of blue sky starting to come through. Up to about 28, possibility of some showers today. Wendy Matthews coming up, and tickets to give away to Wendy's big show coming up on Saturday night at the LUSC. We love her music and can't wait to talk to her. That's coming up next. A reminder, second day of Bill Busters today. After midday, Caleb's Arvo show here on the M's, where he's playing the great music. And after midday, the 10 from then, it was 1971 yesterday. And those songs, honestly, still sound so good today. At the end of the hour, though, captain of the Triple M Club, Al Shule, is going to ring one of your Triple M Club members and give you the chance to play Bill Busters. Now, you've sent us your bills, right? Our credit card will go as long as it can. You have to yell stop, right, when you think you've had enough, all right? Yesterday, Romy got the bickies. This was just great because she really had a couple of big bills. This is what you can expect if Big Al rings you. This was fantastic. Day one of Bill Busters yesterday.
Now, club member Romy, you've got a couple of bills on your plate you need a little bit of help with?
Oh, we sure have.
Telstra bill, $400.
Yep.
And a Synergy bill of $1,200 you need a bit of help with?
Oh, we sure do, yes. Okay. Yes, that would be wonderful.
All right, well, Romy, we'll chuck the card into the machine, and what we need you to do is we need you to stop in time, okay? If it goes boom, you haven't said stop, you're on your own.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Thank you so much.
All right, let's do this. Fingers crossed. Here we go.
Okay.
$50. $841. $850.
Stop.
$850, Romy. Congratulations.
You beauty. Thank you so much. Oh, man, that's just awesome.
Strawny.
A New South Wales government initiative.
My absolute pleasure to welcome to the Triple M show this morning the great Wendy Matthews. Yes, and of course, absolutely one of the most awarded female singers in the country, in the ARIA Hall of Fame, and she's at Laurieton on Saturday night. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
We're talking about time on the Mid-North Coast, and next month I'll bring up 30 years. Wendy, was it early 2000s, I think, you made this part of Australia your home?
Oh, my goondess. Let me see. I was in Bondi for a good 18 years. So, yes, I moved up to my property and, bought it in 2000 and built in 2006. And I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, it certainly is a beautiful spot in which we live. We can't wait for Saturday night. It's quite a journey that you've been on with your career, Wendy. What was it like growing up in Canada?
Oh, my goodness. Damn cold in the winter. let's see. It was wonderful. I mean, we were a very tight-knit family. My parents were sort of young parents in the 60s, and my father was very into music, had a pretty eclectic music collection, so it was always around. Four strong seasons. It was a wonderful time, and it wasn't through anger or rebellion or anything that I left home at such a young age. It was just pure, I was leaving for a weekend for an adventure. And my mother still asks, when I'm coming home to live.
It is. Look, and Australians have a great affinity with Canada too, Wendy. I mean, there's so many of them go. There's so many young ones in particular work in the ski season, et cetera. Yes. And, what an interesting place, Montreal, too, with a whole lot of different mm-hmm. cultures. What do you remember distinctly about your childhood there? Other than the cold.
Yeah. I think comparatively, and I did not know this then, but it was kind of progressive in the 70s, I realized. We were wearing bell bottoms to school. There was no school uniforms and lots of sort of talk of politics. And we had Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was wearing Birkenstocks with his linen suit in parliament meetings. And I don't know, it was kind of a groovy time, as far as I remember, which I feel pretty fortunate for, but I don't think you know that while it's happening. It's all in retrospect.
It is too. Now, starting out with the models, I mean, being inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame must have been great. How did you get involved with the group?
Ah, My goodness. I remember I was running to get a plane, basically, and I got a quick phone call saying that this band is in Sydney looking for a backing vocalist, and I was suggested it would I simply swing by to meet them on my way to the airport. And they were, you know, playing cricket in the studio, in the recording studio. Its balls were, you know, flying all over the place. And basically, I just thought, what a great bunch of very funny guys. And we simply got along. I think that's the prerequisite for anything. It, you know, whether you can sing well is almost a secondary thing. It's whether everybody gets on and laughs together.
And tell us about the show, too. When you mean so many of your great hits, Let's Kiss is still just such a great up-tempo, just feel-good song. And you got so many of these to sort out. I can't wait to hear what we're going to be hearing on Saturday night. Do you do requests from the crowd as well?
I think we pretty much cover it.
You do. Good on you. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, from day one to here, not a whole lot of. There's only a couple of new ones. I don't like to bash everybody over the head with stuff they don't know, but it's sort of a retrospect, and it's lots of older songs that people will know, and a few new ones, and in between.
Good on you, Winnie. We can't wait. Now, I've got a double pass to give away right now, 13:27:10, to see Winnie on Saturday night at the LUSC. If you can tell me the town in which Wendy Matthews calls home, right here on the Mid-North Coast, the first correct caller, you're going to have the time of your life Saturday night. Here's a little bit of what you can expect Saturday at the LUSC. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you. Lovely.
Triple M from the album we all played to death, the double album, Hot August Night, track one, side one, there you go, Otto, and Crunchy Granola. Love it. 13 past eight.
Triple M. Triple M birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, we go to Port Macquarie and say a very good morning to Deb. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, Deb. You're on the way to work. You're in a traffic snarl or you pulled over?
No, I'm on my way to work.
Good on you, Deb. All right, let's try and make it a good morning for you by giving you $1,000. All we're going to do for 40 Winks is match your birthday. What number, Deb?
Number one, please.
Number one for Deb. All right, here we go. Number one for Deb. Come on, number one. Goes past. It's going to come round. You rotten thing, you're not, you know. Lands on the number 25. Sorry, Deb, can't give you the cash, but the end of the month is only 2 days away. And I've got your details. Christy does the next draw for the Triple M bag jam-packed full of goodies. So thanks for the call and good luck in the draw, Deb.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okie dokie. Now, other birthdays today. I can tell you that Holly Bell is 12 today. Ah, happy birthday, Holly, from Mum, Dad, Sophie, Emily, Benny, and all the family and friends. Holly, have a great day. Also, turning 16 today, Rachel Hosick of West Haven, who's 16 as well. Yes. Well, 4 years older. Good on you, Rachel. Have a wonderful day. Lots of love comes from Nanny and Poppy Presley. Now, people like Rachel, who's 16, and Holly, who's 12 today, are sharing their birthdays with three pretty famous people, like Johnny Cash, Victor Hugo, who wrote Les Mis, and, of course, Buffalo Bill. There's three different people.
Let's get back to the music. Triple M.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and Christy's away today at another conference, so we will give you the Mid-North Coast today. Just before we do that, I've got to give a big shout-out to a birthday today that we forgot when we did the birthdays. And, yes, Mr. Baker, our bowls coordinator at my great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club. Good on you, Phil. Birthdaying today. Is it one with an O on it? Is it? No, I won't do that to you, Phil. You have a great day, buddy, okay? In swimming, the Kempsey Swim Club meeting tonight at 6 in the pool in Belgrave Street in Kempsey there, and with temperatures up to about 28 degrees, and the kids will love that later on in the day. If you love zumbering, dance classes on today at the Valley Beach Tourist Park. The first one comes up soon at 10 o'clock at the Woolshed. It's a low-impact workout. The 6 o'clocker in the large conference hall at the Valley Beach Tourist Park is more high-impact with a higher intensity. So I hope you enjoy your zumbering there today. That's what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union right here at Triple M.
Get the habit. Stay tuned to this channel.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Triple M Mid-North Coast. That's it for us on the show for today. It is you too on Strawny's Brekkie Show. Beautiful day. I hope it's a good day for Phil Baker, as I mentioned in the bowls office at Port City, my great sponsors. His birthday today. Good on you, Phil. Yes. If you missed any part of the show today, like our discussion on doppelgangers, how about the bloke in Vietnam being taken out of the country because Kim Jong-un's coming to meet Donald Trump and he's the spitting image of him? I can't believe there are Kim Jong impersonators in the world. We'll whack that up on our Facebook site too, because I'll put some photographs up of Lee Jollo, our news director, and myself, and who people reckon we look like. Do you know someone who looks like someone famous? Whack it up there. Tomorrow on the show, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, more of Bill Busters, and another chance for you to win $1,000 on the wheel. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Tuesday, Ray after nine.
The sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy, making the best of each day.